Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Maquoketa winner Bryson Eckrich. Then we'll speak with legendary Pittsburgh promoter, racer, announcer, and radio host Don Gamble. Then we'll have a conversation with motorsports photographer Josh James. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Eldora. The Dream, Bobby Pierce, living it, taking it to the bank. Cap wins at Attica. Crabtree wins Atomic and Parkersburg, West Virginia. Brandon Berry gets done at Jackson. Lima Land at Dussel. Joe Martin victorious at Sharon. And 35 goes to Adam Conley. Bouts wins in Kentucky at 201. Hidden Hollow to McCowan. Tommy Bailey victorious at Lake Cumberland. Mudlick to Kurt Phillips. Corey Hedgecock wins Thunder Mountain. Rock Castle goes to Blake Brown. West Virginia at Princeton to T.J. Salango. Tyler Carpenter, another win at Elkins. Missouri at I-55. Edler and Jacoby getting the mod wins. Gage Montgomery wins Farmington. Doe Run goes to Dane Sensel. Zeb Mokey, a victory at Highland, Illinois. While Red Hill, the USAC stars there. Mitchell Moles sweeps the weekend. Cale Drake, the Power Eye, win at Macon. Lincoln to Nienheiser. Ledford wins Farmer City. And Viola to Brody. Lear victorious at Bedford in Pennsylvania. McCandless gets it done at Mercer. Dog Hollow to Cody Dawson. Spithaller wins Tri-County. Lernerville to Bowser. Wanderling gets it at Erie's. And the Checkers at Blanket Hill to Dominic Selensky. Dalton Connor victorious at Salem in Indiana. Bloomington to Gunnar Setzer. Loesch wins Circle City. US 24 to Leek. The Berg to Van Gurley Jr. Burns wins Lincoln Park. Speedrome to Ezekiel No. William Hines wins Sportsrome. Iowa at 34. Tony Jackson Jr. with a big win. Ryan Timms back in victory lane at Knoxville. And speaking of Iowa, joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Maquoketa Speedway Sport Mod winner, his second win in his rookie season, Bryson Eckrich. Hey, Bryson, welcome to the show. Maquoketa, pretty big size track. Davenport, where I saw that you had won before, now down to a quarter mile size. How is this race different for you behind the wheel, and is it more fun with all that speed?
Yeah, you know, they're a little different. Maquoketa's definitely got a lot more momentum on it, big circle. Davenport, that's really fun to get there, rip in the lip, and then you can run the bottom the same race.
Up high, down low, wherever it takes to get to victory lane. He's done it now twice in his sport mod. Our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. If you're listening on KMAQ in Maquoketa, you'll have to get out to the track and come see him, or Radio Keokuk, or any of those Iowa stations that run us, or wherever you're listening at, all across our network. Bryson Eckrich, one of the young guns making his way on up from Iowa, 15 years old. The win itself, you started eighth. How'd you work your way up to the front and eventually get the lead through all the laps?
Yeah, you know, we just started rolling around on the bottom to pass a couple cars, and we got pushed up to the top and passed a couple cars there too. Then a caution came out, and I could get around the guy that was trying to protect the top. So then I just kind of ran away from it from there.
Well, ran away from it all the way to victory lane at Maquoketa Speedway last weekend. 15-year-old Bryson Eckrich. Two times he's won this season already. Our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. I understand dad raced, but did anybody else in your family race? How is the family lines what made you interested in racing?
Yeah, you know, we own a little business in Iowa. It's Shifted Performance, then also Performer Chassis. And, I've just been helping since ever I was really little. My grandpa and all my uncles used to race. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And I think I've been going to the races since I was a week old.
A week old. And now almost 16 years old, Bryson Eckrich getting his win last weekend at Maquoketa Speedway. Are you the ex-stick man, the lighted lights for the super late model driver that your dad was? What's one of the mishaps that I heard happened there? Can you expound on what you were telling me earlier?
Yeah, you know, my dad says when I was little, he's leading a race, and I last lap, I guess I got excited, and I threw the sticks up in the air, but I don't remember.
Yeah, we won't go with Dad's version. We'll go with our guest, Bryson Eckrich. He won the race at Maquoketa, and you know, his stick career is long gone because now he's winning at a couple of different tracks and on his way to more. He's our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. Watching Dad race, you know, had to be, you know, certainly Dad a favorite driver. But were there any others as you were checking out the super late models in around Mid-America there that caught your eye, and maybe somebody whose style you kind of brought into yours as well?
You know, I definitely like watching, like, Alan Murdy used to race with us a little bit, and like Dylan Thornton and all them. So I feel like I've taken them and like all combined them and tried to combine them.
And you combine the Murdy and Thornton, you know, combination, those two Iowa names together, you're going to do quite well. And I think with the Eckrich name involved, it's going to be all good for our guest, Bryson Eckrich, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. How about other sports? You do anything else, you know, as you were, you know, getting older now, all the way up to 15, you know, to kind of round out your sporting career?
Yeah, I do a little bit of wrestling, but I don't know. I used to do all the other sports, but I think racing definitely caught my eye the most, so I moved on to that.
What other sports, though, you know, may have helped that you know, is it preparation? Is it psych, getting ready for the race? Is it something else, physical, you know, stamina that maybe something else helped you with?
Maybe like there's strength and conditioning. Our school tries to push us and get stronger every day. So I did a lot of that stuff and really helps me in the stay focused and, you know, not be as tired.
Bryson Eckrich on Facebook and on Instagram. Check him out there. Winner at Maquoketa Speedway. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track. Fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm, or, you know, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. The city of Pittsburgh is a city of champions in many sports, where legends are earned over the long, tough events and years of battle. Our next guest was a championship-winning racer. He was a promoter, a track announcer, and the host of the Pittsburgh region's most respected racing show, Rappin' on Racing. And on June 20th, Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway will honor Don Gamble with the running of the inaugural Don Gamble Silver Cup Open Vintage Race. Don Gamble is our guest joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. His travels have limited him in recent years, so he won't be on the mic that night, but we thought we'd ask him a few questions here about his fantastic career so that those could hear back home. Let's start with June of 1979 when Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway opened. Don, what was that race like that day and all the excitement I'm sure that was around it as well?
Well, everyone was excited, all the drivers, because it was a new track and the newest of all the tracks in the area. A big half mile, perfectly manicured. Everybody was excited about
it. It's a half mile, was a half mile and still is, but wasn't there going to be a different shape beforehand?
Yes, Nick Garin wanted to build a 1 mile track. And when people are at Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, if they look over the back straightaway, they can still see the configuration of where the 1 mile track would have been.
Wow. We're talking with Don Gamble on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Don's a championship-winning racer, promoter, track announcer, host of Pittsburgh's Regionals' most respected radio show, Rapid On Racing, and a great friend of mine that I've been so blessed to gotten to know over the years. And hear some of these stories, like about the racing and the rough and tumble of days back when. To win a championship back in those days, you had to be tough on and off the track. How did you pull off, doing that, or did you in your racing career? Were you always the angel that you are now?
Well, I was never criticized for being a dirty driver, and I had a wonderful pit crew. I teamed up with Ron Haisley and his family, and it was Gamble Haisley Racing, and they were amazing. And, you know, today it's hard for guys to get a lot of help, but there were times where there'd be 16 guys on our crew. And they could do anything, and that helped. And then given the choice, if I'm running second and then the leader, you know, I could take them out and win the race, I would not do that. That just wasn't in my DNA. I would not take someone out to win a race.
But, you know, from what I remember at these lunches you and I have been at, there was once or twice where a promoter had to advise you of things. Do you remember any of those?
Well, I was probably, I think of all the tracks I raced at, I won at least one time, but I've been thrown out of all the tracks except Pittsburgh. And, you know, or I would say, I'm never coming back to this track. Well, never was 7 days. But if they threw you out, it might be a couple of weeks.
But, wow. Don had a special relationship on and off the track with all of those Pittsburgh promoters, racers, and individuals in so many ways, all the way through the fantastic career he had. He is on our ProFabrication.com hotline today chatting with us, and the ProFabrication.com hotline is brought to us by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So unlike other places, not getting thrown out of Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, probably a good thing. And with that, what do you say to the folks at PPMS about running the inaugural Don Gamble Silver Cup coming up on Saturday, June 20th?
Well, it's a real honor, and I want to thank all the people that worked so hard. There's too many to mention to pull this together. It's incredible, and it's I'm very proud of what they're doing. Tyler Harris, the general manager down there, has gone over and above to take care of all these teams that want to come in. And just makes me feel good that enough people want to be there and make this a success.
The inaugural Don Gamble Silver Cup will run Saturday, June 20th at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. It is the Gamble Silver Cup Open Vintage Race for vintage modifieds, coupes and coaches, and vintage late models. Should be a spectacular event. And you had some pretty good events and such when you were announcing at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway with another legend, Dale Carnahan. Got any stories from back in those days?
He was such a pleasure to work with. The man was amazing, whether it was racing or high school sports. He was very, very good at what he did. Well, Dale and I would talk back and forth on the headsets, you know, just to make sure we were all on the same page. And one night he said, Chip Ganassi's here. Go get an interview. So I'm out on search and rescue. Where the heck is Chip? And I find out he's on the roof of Ed Lynch Jr.'s hauler. So I climb up the ladder, and we got the interview, and I corresponded back and forth. Probably one of the most fun interviews we ever did, but I never knew what he was going to suggest or who he wanted me to run down and interview, but it was real pleasure working with him. He was honored. Well, he's in the – there's three people in the Latrobe Hall of Fame. Mr. Rogers, the famous golfer from Latrobe, and Dow Carnahan.
Wow. Arnold Palmer, Mr. Rogers, and Dow Carnahan. That's quite a trio. And we're talking to another one in that atmosphere. Don Gamble, veteran promoter, rate championship winner, announcer, and Rapidon Racing host. Where can folks find Rapidon Racing nowadays to keep up with what you're doing?
Well, there's been so many changes with technology, AI, and just all the things that are going on. We have moved the Rapidon Racing information to our Facebook page, and anything that we correspond or that we do, it's on the Rapidon Racing Facebook page.
Well,
it's just that technology is just way ahead of what we can do.
Well, and a guy that was way ahead in so many ways, Don Gamble, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. The inaugural Don Gamble Silver Cup comes to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, June 20th. Be there. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
This July, it's more than a race. It's a full-on, wide-open NASCAR weekend. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, takes over Echo Park Speedway July 11th and 12th. Engines roaring, lights blazing. It's high-speed action on the track and tailgates that turn into stories. All under the lights. Bring your crew, make memories. It's a summer night you won't forget. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Get tickets now at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk. I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jimmy
say.
Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category. I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I feel like anything that I could say, I could pile into this, but veteran motorsports photographer will just shape it enough for you. Josh James, our guest on the show this week. Eldora last week, the car of driver Mason Ziegler got sideways at full speed on the front stretch. It heads towards the inside wall where our guest Josh and other photographers were standing behind it in their safe zone.
Ziegler's car begins to flip wildly over and over through the air. As the dust settles, the car is destroyed, but Ziegler gets out okay. Not long after it, all of a sudden, Ziegler's car appears on social media, flying through the air with its nose pointed down, but still high above the ground, flying at close range to where I described Josh and the other photographers were. The car could have easily came and contacted directly the wall that you were behind, Josh. How did you go through those moments and bring back that epic shot that is just one of the sport's great shots that you have, one of many that you have gotten, but how did you get through those moments?
We're standing there watching and we're shooting the battles for the lead, and you start to see Mason get sideways, and you can figure that he's not coming to my exact location. I pick up the car as it's flying through the air, and he gets fairly close to the inside wall there past me. So I was fortunate in that aspect, but definitely some amazing captures. Glad he was able to walk away from that.
Glad he was able to walk away. Mason Ziegler, okay, and will race many other days, but Josh James capturing a moment that I think will live in infamy in his race career, for Ziegler, that is. And that moment can be seen on Josh James' artwork on all of his social medias. Josh is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Well, the reason, you know, I wanted to have a veteran photographer on was to kind of help fans know about photographers of all sports and what a day is like for a track photographer in the fast and furious, muddy, dirty, all kinds of motorsports world. What is a typical day like for you, Josh, at a racetrack?
You nailed it. It's getting up early, driving to the venue, getting photos of the venue, the overall overview of the racetrack, and maybe a sign as you drive in, and then getting the guys unloading, just capturing the overall atmosphere of the event, and then emailing things off to editors for, you know, editorial use, and, you know, come out and support this race today, and so things of that nature.
Getting there early and starting when the event itself begins to blossom out and bud out. Josh James, our guest, the veteran motorsports photographer on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Where did you pick up the style, though? One of the things that really sets, and makes me look deeper and deeper into the photos that you post seemingly every other day or so from great races all across the country. I don't know how you were able to do it, flying all over and driving or however, but, you know, the faces, the images, the composition that you have, how did you develop that style?
Just over time, just trying to duplicate what I always liked seeing as a teenager and a younger person, capturing the faces and the emotions, not necessarily the face when they know you're looking, but, you know, capturing the atmosphere and their natural demeanor, the raw emotions of the moment.
Josh James, veteran motorsports photographer on the ProFabrication.com hotline, kind of give us an insight into the world that we get to see the after product, but he has to live throughout the days and days, and to be able to make our pleasure to be able to see his work. He is our guest. Who did you, when you were talking about, you know, you liked before, who were some of those photographers that, you know, you've kind of looked at as some of the folks that you wanted to be someday and now are?
Growing up in Western Kentucky, I think, you know, Richard Cunningham was always a guy that traveled quite a bit. Rick Schwally, the Tony Hammetts of the world. These guys are just legends. They were driving, putting in the miles, capturing the images. And I never really thought of myself as traveling to these races. And, you know, one thing leads to another. And, you know, it's honestly a dream to get to see these events, get to hang out with the drivers, the personalities, the teams, just everybody involved in the industry. I'm so glad to be where I am in the sport now, and thankful.
Josh James, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, veteran motorsports photographer, one of the
watermarks, if you will, that you want on one of your photos in your career. Josh James' artwork is one that I think is one of those high standards. Have you had a driver that surprised you come up and say, "Hey man, thanks for the photo. That's one of my favorites." Do you get those kind of commentary from the guys?
Yeah, I've had a few that it's always kind of takes you off guard that you've really captured a life moment for them, that, you know, you've captured a moment of me and my son, you know, standing on the bank there at, you know, Peoria Speedway, or, you know, these guys that have won $100,000 races, and they're the best photos aren't necessarily the ones that are the posed victory lane shots. It's, you know, Jonathan Davenport and his son, Blaine, hugging after the dream last year. That was a big moment for them. And I, like I said, I'm just thankful to be there and be a part of it. Glad that I can offer them moments to look back on.
Well, we're glad that Josh James is a part of this show and our sport. He's our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Where can folks find Josh James' artwork on the internet so they can see what we've been chatting about?
Photos can be found at joshjamesartwork.com. And then Josh James Artwork on Facebook and Instagram, and Josh James 81 on X or Twitter.
A follow that will lead you to a lot of great photographs, not just motorsports photographs, but people photographs and images that you will recall for a long time. Josh James Artwork, thank you for taking the time to join us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three.
Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Yeah, a lot of water out there in some spots, but not in others. Remember, if you can't go out and get to that grassroots racing track, there are plenty of pay-per-view opportunities out there, all on those great streaming services. But follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media, X, Facebook, and Instagram. PRN at the Track social media powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.